April 25, 2015. We've come a long way since that first landing on the shores of Gallipoli 100 years ago. But so is the very meaning of Anzac Day itself, a meaning that has at times been hotly contested. It's sometimes contended that the Anzac legend conveniently suppresses difficult portions of Australian history, forgetting the origins of Australia, the treatment of Aboriginal population, and excluding many groups from any share of Australianism. It's been argued that Anzac represents the white male larrikin as the only true inheritor of national identity, and that Anzac Day is nothing more than a nationalistic celebration of war and imperialism. Such claims have likewise been met with disgust and been cited as insulting to the memory of fallen diggers. Anzac Day has grown up with the nation, and while it would be outdated to commemorate national identity without equal inclusion of women, Indigenous and immigrant stories, it would be just as depleting to abandon the respect deserved to thousands of soldiers in attempt to avoid an over-glorification of war. Anzac Day is a day in which to remember the complete destruction of war, in which right and wrong disappear to leave only suffering. It's a time in which to mourn the futility and loss, to remember the price paid, and to celebrate the spirit of men and women who valiantly maintained and continue to maintain humanity in the face of inhumane circumstances. Lest we forget.